Archer's Omnibus for the week of 28 February to 5 March 1999.
So there he was, hopping round the bar like an Apache warrior, and no one taking a blind bit of notice. I wish I'd seen it.
David.
You've got to say that for old Sidder. OK, he might not go in for big screen TV and all that stuff, but when it comes to good old-fashioned home entertainment, he's got it sorted.
You're rotten. What I'd like to know is, why was he throwing these weights about in the first place?
He's on an exercise kick, Jill.
I thought that was just running.
Oh, no, he's into bodybuilding now.
Yeah, he's fed up with bullies kicking sand in his face.
He was never exactly a seven-stone weakling, was he?
So now he's pumping iron, stupid idiot.
It's not stupid, it's very sensible.
A bit more work, that's what he needs. Shift a few more beer kegs around instead of leaving them to poor old Clary.
He doesn't.
Haven't you seen him, Mum? Struggling up the cellar steps with one tucked under each arm.
Oh, David.
Right, who's for more wine? Alistair?
I'm not sure.
Oh, go on, I'll drive home.
Well, in that case...
Good man.
I still don't know why he was doing his work out in the bar, of all places.
Good question.
Can't be much room. I'd have thought it was dangerous.
Oh, you know Sid when he's into one of his crazies. Mum?
Oh, no more for me, thank you, David.
Sure.
Yes, positive.
Okay.
I wouldn't have thought his customers would be too keen on it either.
No, weights flying over the bar, definitely not.
I mean the atmosphere. I wouldn't have said the fitness image went particularly well with pints of lager top.
No, you're right. Oh, cheers.
Cheers. You know, my grandmother always told me that pubs were where men went to smoke and swear and do unspeakable things.
Well, I hope you took notice of her.
Oh, I did, Jill, I did. As soon as I was 18, I was down there hammering on the door.
Before that, I bet.
Well, I was fairly big for my age.
I thought so.
Any wine left?
Oh, all right, yeah, loads. How are they, love?
Fine. The ice cream seems to be going down well.
Ah, it's keeping them quiet anyway for 5 minutes.
Oh, that's enough, David. You'll have me sleeping all afternoon.
Oh, why not? It's Sunday.
You try telling Pip.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, I might try getting half an hour's kit myself later on.
Oh, no, you don't.
Oh, come on, love. It's only up to a milking.
You can come for a walk with us instead.
Oh, great, isn't it, Alistair? I was only in that lambing shed at 5 o'clock this morning.
Yeah, and I was in there till gone midnight last night.
Oh, I know. It's a busy time of year for sheep farmers.
You can say that again.
Are you getting enough casuals in? You can't do it all yourselves.
Yeah, we've got Eddie a fair bit. It's him down there at the moment.
Well, what about Neil? He's looking for work.
Yes, we'll use him, definitely, but we've got to be careful. Can't let the costs run away.
There's just not enough in the sheep at the moment. Hasn't been for a couple of years.
Oh, I know.
It's like a lot of other things in farming. Until it improves, we've got to do the work ourselves.
Can someone open the door, please?
Oh, here we go.
All right, Phil.
Let's hope they're better than yours, Ruth. Otherwise, we've got some chewing to do.
Oh, David, don't be horrid.
No. Sorry. Oh.
Goodness.
Mind out, it's very hot.
Oh, wow.
They look brilliant, Phil.
They look amazing.
We always eat as sumptuously as this.
On Sunday, we do. What was it last week? Oh, yes, spicy lark's tongue.
Right, now, I'm going to flambe.
Oh, do you think that's a good idea?
Well, I've got the rum warmed up. Can you get the matches?
Yes, all right.
They look really super, Dad.
Yeah, how do you manage to get the batter so thin?
Yeah, you should see Ruth's packet.
Shut up, David.
Well, now, the proof of the pudding's in the eating. Are we ready, Jill?
Yes, here we are.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, gosh, right. Is that all rum?
Have you still got the fire blanket in the kitchen?
No, I think that should do it.
I'd say so, just about.
Oh, smell that. It's gorgeous.
Now, is it going to... Yes!
Oh, well done, Phil.
Yes, that's great.
Well, might as well do the job properly.
Exactly.
Excuse me.
Eddie, come on through.
Oh, I'm sorry to interrupt.
Something wrong?
Yeah, oh, I think there might be. Some of the ewes, they've started gasping like they can't get the breath.
Right, I'll come down.
Oh, sorry, you just have your pudding.
No, don't worry, it'll keep.
Do you want me to have a look as well?
Oh, Alistair, you're on a day off.
Oh, never mind that. Though, I must say, I'm loath to postpone those delicious crepes.
Well, if you really don't mind.
I'm sure he doesn't, Dad.
Does seem mean. You'll think twice about coming to lunch again.
Well, with food like that, you've got to be joking.
I think we ought to go. We're in a bad way, some of them.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah, see you later.
Bye.
Right. Well, I suppose I'd better pump these in the Argo. Or do you three want to have yours now?
I think I'd rather wait, Phil.
Yeah, and me.
Yeah. Oh, right.
Well, maybe I should go down there as well, see if there's anything I can do.
Isn't it always the same, eh?
Oh, well, that's farming, I suppose.
It certainly is.
It's a shame, though. they really did flambé well, if I say so myself.
Maybe I should have come up and told you when I first noticed them. Well, they didn't look too bad at first.
Right. What time is that, Eddie?
Oh, 8:11, I suppose. Not long after you went.
Right.
You know what it's like. I had 3 lots of twins to see to. By the time I'd sprayed the navels and got them into the pens, well, I turned round and there they were in a bad way.
Don't worry, Eddie.
Oh, hope they're going to be okay.
Oh, it's the right weather for it, anyway. Damp, muggy, no wind. Right weather for what?
Virus pneumonia.
Oh, you reckon that's what it is?
Well, sounds like it. Still, let's find out, shall we?
Yeah, after you.
The worst one's over here. There she is, look.
Oh, yeah.
There's a couple of others just as bad. Won't even get up.
Hang on. Let's just get over this.
We had this once before, about 5 years ago. We never lost any then, thank goodness.
Let's have a look at you then, old girl.
There's one over here, frothing around her remains.
Yeah, that's pretty standard too.
Oh, she can't get up neither.
So how many emergency cases have we got all together, Eddie?
Well, the ones that definitely ain't right.
Yeah.
Oh, let's have a look.
I'm going to have to get some antibiotic into this one. And the others.
What, for a virus?
No, it's for the pasteurella. Comes in on the top.
Oh, right.
It's always there in the mucus, in the lungs. Get a viral infection and away it goes.
What's the problem?
Oh, hi, love. It's virus pneumonia. Oh.
Yeah, like I said, I'm going to have to inject the worst cases. But what we need to do is get them all outside for an hour or two.
What, the whole lot?
Yeah, fresh air's what they need. Do them a power of good.
Right, then.
I'll go and get my stuff from the car. If you can bunch them up in a corner. Not this one, obviously.
No.
We'll deal with the casualties. Then we'll get them all out in the yard.
All right, sounds good to me.
Back in 2 minutes.
Okay.
How many casualties are there?
How many, Eddie?
Eight, as far as I can see.
All right, thanks.
How are we going to get this old girl out?
Don't know, I have to carry her, I suppose.
Ain't you got any pellet?
Yeah, there's one or two knocking about.
That's the answer. Stick it on a loader.
Good thinking. Look, Eddie, if you can go and get the yard tractor and take the bucket off and shove on the spikes, then if you drive around to the diesel tank, you should find a couple of pallets leaning up against the wall there.
Right, you are. Leave it to me.
Right. Okay, let's see if you and me can bunch this lot up together a bit.
Okay.
Go on.
Oh, go on, you lot. Go on. Thing. That's it.
Move it. Go on.
Go on.
There you are, Jill. That's the last of them.
Thank you. You want to go out and look at the sheep?
Yes, yes, I will in a minute. But I was just thinking, you know, about interrupted meals. There was that Christmas lunch. Now, whenever was it?
I should think you've had loads of them over the years.
Well, yes, of course.
In fact, you'd probably be hard put to think of a big meal that didn't have some sort of interruption.
Oh, yes, but this was something special. Do you remember, Jill?
The bull?
Yeah, that's the one.
What's this? You went down to the bull instead?
No, it was our bull, a real bull.
Oh, I see.
We were literally just sitting down. Everything was on the table.
And the phone rang. It was Mum who answered.
That's right. She came back in a real fluster, do you remember?
Yeah, it was Jack on the phone, you see, Shula.
What, Uncle Jack?
Yeah, and apparently what he said was, did we happen to own a mad little Ayrshire bull with an evil look in his eye?
Oh, dear.
Well, we did, of course. And I know what Jack meant. He did have an evil look about him, that bull.
So where was he? Down at the pub?
Yes, right in the middle of the car park, frightening everyone to death.
Well, it was closing time, you see. But every time someone went to leave, he'd shake his head at them or something, and they'd rush back inside, hysterical.
Oh, I could see you wouldn't forget something like that.
No, and didn't we have a game getting him back? There was me and Ned and your granddad. And I think Uncle Tom gave us a hand as well. It seemed to take hours.
It did.
Well, he'd broken his ring, you see, so we couldn't catch him. Jack was all for calling out the police in the end.
That's silly. It wasn't dangerous.
You couldn't be quite sure, Jill. But they'd have sent a marksman and shot him, I expect.
It's funny, I've got no recollection of that. Was I born then?
Yes, but you were very small.
Must have been.
But, as you say, Jill, it's all happened before.
Yep.
Now, is there anything else I can do?
Well, you could go and give the table a wipe down if you like.
Oh, righto.
Hang on. There you go.
Oh, thanks.
You've certainly had your moments over the years.
And I wouldn't change any of them.
Good, I'm glad.
What about you? Have you got over this little setback in the riding exam?
Oh, that. Yes, well, it was so stupid. That's what annoys me.
We all do these things.
Yeah, but I know it so well. I mean, not tying him up before I did his leg. How could I have been such an idiot?
Still, if you can take it again next month.
Yeah, and Auntie Chris is being ever so good. She's helping me brush up on everything so I don't get rusty.
Good.
Jill, I was quite wrong, you know. It's just come back to me.
What has?
It wasn't an Ayrshire bull at all. It was that nasty Dairy Shorthorn. Do you remember?
Oh, Phil.
Come on. Come on. Right, that's it. Drop it there, can you, Eddie?
You poor old thing. We'll soon have you out in the fresh air.
What's the best way to do this, Alistair? Run her over.
Yeah, I think so. If we all get underneath her...
Hang on, I'll support her in.
Oh, well done, Eddie.
Okay, we all set?
Yep.
Right, let's gently roll her over. That's it.
She's not on the pallet properly. We need to shuffle her on a bit further.
Okay, let's just give her a gentle push. Ready? Over you go, then.
That ought to do it.
She ain't going to fall off there.
Right, let's move her out then, Eddie.
Right you are.
Do you reckon they'll recover, Alistair?
Oh, I hope so. Let's keep our fingers crossed, shall
we? Yeah. Here we go, then.
Yeah, take it easy, Eddie.
Don't worry.
I'll walk alongside her, make sure she doesn't come adrift.
Good idea.
Take it easy, little thing.
God, it's scary how quick it all happens, isn't it? A couple of hours, you've got a mass outbreak.
Oh, well, when you've got a biggish flock packed into a building like this...
Well, what else can we do? We've had to expand the flock to make a sensible income.
Yes, I know.
In a building like this, well, it's not cheap. To make it pay, got to keep the numbers up. It's a fact of life.
I'm glad I don't have to make those kind of choices.
And you don't even know what price you're going to get at the end of the day.
All I'm saying is, running a sheep flock this way has got disease implications. You need to be aware of them.
Well, we are, believe me.
Well, anyway, let's hope you'll have a better year than last time.
I don't see how it can be worse.
No.
No, we'll just have to carry on doing the best we can. Hope things come out right in the end. Same old story.
Yeah.
And to be honest with you, I don't think running a farm will ever be any different.
In here, Jill. I shan't keep you a moment.
I was just on my way through to the office.
Yes, I know, but I need your help. Let's just close the door. Ah, there, that's better.
This is all very mysterious.
Yes, I'm sorry, but... I need someone trustworthy.
What's it about?
Well, if you could just give me a hand with this table.
We're moving it, are we?
I need it up against the wall. You ready?
Gosh, it's jolly heavy.
Well, hang on. Let's see if we can drag it then.
All right.
That's it. And all the way across.
So we're rearranging things, are we?
Yeah, in a manner of speaking. Oh, there, that'll do.
Good.
Now then, a chair, I think.
So you've got the scaffolding in place. How are you finding it?
Oh, Jill, I can't tell you. It's an absolute nightmare.
Oh, dear.
Now, there we are. Now, if you could just help me up.
Julia, what are you doing?
I'm getting Gerald down.
The picture?
Yes, now I get the tiniest bit wobbly doing this sort of thing, so if I could just have your support...
I really don't think this is a good idea. Can't you get one of the staff to do it?
Oh, no, if I do, they'll speak to Nigel.
I see. He's not supposed to know.
Jill, let me be completely honest with you.
I wish you would.
But this new roof we're having, it's costing an awful lot of money.
So I gather.
And between you and me, it's going to put quite a strain on the coffers.
I don't quite see the connection.
Oh, well, it's simple enough. I just want to make my own little contribution to the cause, and dear Gerald's picture is one of the few things I own in my own right.
You're going to sell it?
Well, it won't make a great deal, but, well, I know it's what he'd have wanted. He did so love this place.
It's a shame you've got to go to all this subterfuge.
Oh, I do so agree with you, but you know Nigel. If he found out, he'd simply dig his heels in.
Well, if the picture's important to him...
Now, Jill, do you really think I'd be selling it if it was important to Nigel? Oh, whatever must you think of me?
No, of course you wouldn't.
The truth is, he never really liked it. He always said it made his father look like an estate agent.
I see.
But I know him. He'd want to hang on to it out of a sense of duty, even though it'd be much more useful turned into cash.
Well, there's no point in being sentimental about these things, I suppose.
There. Now, you see, that's what farming does for you. You're so refreshingly practical about things.
Well, yes, I suppose we are.
Now then, are you going to help me up on this table? Or Will you be an angel and get it down for me?
Yes, I understand your concern, Mr. Patterson. Believe me, we want you to have a successful conference too. Well, I'm sure you'll find the atmosphere perfectly compatible. I'm sorry? Well, yes, there is a bit, but I can assure you it won't affect you in any way. Well, yes. They'll be taking slates off the roof, actually, but you won't hear a thing in the conference room. Sorry? Yes, all right, I'll hold on. Stupid man.
Sounds tough going.
He wants us to move him into the other conference room.
We can't. We've got the food processing people in there.
No, of course we can't.
Anyway, what's the difference? It's not going to be any quieter than where he is at the moment.
I'll tell you why this is. It's because when he came out on Friday, the workmen just happened to be up at that end.
So what?
So he's got it into his head. It's going to be like World War III just when the boss starts his sales presentation.
Well, tell him it's not true.
Yes, I'm doing my best, Nigel. Or I would be if he got off his other call.
It's going to be a haven of peace and tranquility in those conference rooms.
You were saying, Nigel?
They won't hear that down there.
We hope.
Can I come in?
Mum, welcome to the earthquake zone.
Oh dear, is it that bad?
No, take no notice, Jill. It's all under control.
Absolutely.
I do hope so.
Here, have a seat.
Look, I don't want to interrupt if you're both busy.
Well, I won't be in a tick. I've just got to get rid of this silly man.
Lizzie.
Oh, it's all right. He's still on his other call.
I thought I'd pop in and see how you were coping.
Fine, aren't we, Lizzie?
Brilliant.
I bumped into Julia on my way in. She doesn't seem too happy.
Oh, you know, Mummy, she likes to make a production out of everything. But really, it's all gone very smoothly so far.
Good.
They've started taking the slates off, and then they'll put up some corrugated iron. Well, you know, just temporarily while they replace the timbers.
Mm-hmm.
And hey presto, in 3 months' time...
We've got a brand new roof.
Beetle-free.
Well, I hope it carries on just as smoothly for you.
Oh, positive thinking, that's what we need.
Quite.
As I keep saying to Mummy.
Oh, I don't know why they had to put that thing right outside our window. It's going to drive me... Oh, Miss Patterson, you're back. Oh, that's quite all right. We were just saying, you know, once you get in that conference room, you'll be in your own world. Apart from the scaffolding, no one will have the slightest idea there's any building work going on.
So what are you going to do with the money then?
Sorry?
Oh dear, have I spoken out of turn?
What money is this, Clary?
Perhaps I shouldn't have mentioned it.
Oh, you mean the money I got from Mum?
Thank goodness. Me and my big mouth's always dropped me in it.
They've been very generous.
So what are you getting then?
I haven't really decided yet.
You ain't going to spend it on the business?
What?
Oh, get yourself some new pig arcs, something like that.
No, I don't think so, Clary.
That's it then. You spend it on yourself. You're only young once, eh?
Thought I might buy a stereo.
Oh, my Wilhelm's always going on about one of them. Gonna have to wait though. State of our finances at the moment. Oh, we're getting on then.
Hi, Mum.
Hello, Pat. Morning, Clary. Everything under control?
Yeah, I think so.
Good. Well, I'm glad we've got you with us today, Tommy. Well, with two orders to get out, and now Helen's off on her placement.
What two orders?
Oh, Clary, you haven't forgotten. Underwoods wanted their order early.
Oh, but they cancelled that.
Oh, Clary.
They phoned up Friday. Don't you remember? Were you what took the phone call?
Did I?
Honestly, Pat. You was going on about messing us about.
Oh. Yes, you're quite right. I did, didn't I?
Come on, Mum, get on the case.
All right, Tommy, let's not make an issue out of it.
Sorry.
Now then, how are we doing? Have you got the fruit weighed out yet?
Oh, I was just going to do that.
Right, well, let's get these pots lined up, shall we, Tommy?
Okay.
I'm still glad we've got you with us this morning. A bit of luck, we'll get finished early.
Well, you won't have me tomorrow, definitely. I've got a load of pigs to take down the abattoir.
Oh, so you have.
Soon as we get the feeding done, we'll be off.
Well, perhaps I'll come with you this time.
What?
Do you reckon you can manage without me tomorrow, Clary?
Yeah, it should be all right. It's Wednesday, might get a bit hairy.
Oh, well, I'll be here Wednesday, don't worry about that.
No, you go. Have yourself a day out.
Well, it's going to be an awful squash in the Land Rover with three of us.
Oh, it doesn't bother me.
It's such a boring journey, I can't really see the point.
The point is, you started me thinking with this sausage idea of yours. I like to talk to this chap about the organic meat market.
Oh, don't worry about that. I can tell you everything he'd say.
Tommy, don't you want me to come?
She slipped quietly out of the stage door into the street. He was standing there in the lamplight, smoking his pipe, the collar of his coat turned up against the wind. She caught the faint whiff of shag in... Oh, no. Tobacco in the air.
Mummy!
This wasn't Bridlington. These were the war-torn streets of Vienna.
Mummy!
Oh, Nigel, I do wish
what have you...
you
got what... Daddy's picture?
Now, please, please, don't get angry with me.
I'm not angry, I'm furious. You've sold it, haven't you, behind my back?
Now, look, you've made me lose my thread in the story, and Susan's going to be here in a minute.
I know jolly well it was there on Friday. So what have you done with it?
Well, if you must know, it's sitting behind the oak sideboard.
Oh, good. It can go back on the wall, then.
No, it can't.
Oh, yes, it can.
I've already agreed a price with Mr. Bennett. I couldn't possibly withdraw now.
I knew it. I knew you'd sold it.
Darling, I had to. There really was no choice.
Who is this Mr. Bennett, anyway?
Well, he's the one who wanted to buy it at the last art sale, do you remember? He wanted to add gravitas to his boardroom. And as I remember, you were perfectly willing for me to sell it to him then.
I'm just furious that you think you can sneak it out of the house before anyone noticed. What are you playing at?
Nigel, do you think I wanted to? Do you think I enjoy all this subterfuge?
I've no idea, Mummy, do you?
Oh, Nigel.
Nothing you do surprises me
but
anymore.
Darling, I was desperate. As you well know, I'm due to pay off that dreadful Hardwick man this week.
I knew it. I knew you didn't have the money. After all your promises.
But Nigel, darling,
you've been spending money like water. It's been one half-baked idea after another. And now you're cheating. Selling something that belongs to all of us. Well, I've had enough.
I am doing my best, Nigel. Truly I am. I mean, look at me sitting here dredging through my life experiences. I don't mind telling you, darling, it's jolly painful.
Well, while you're hurting, see if you can avoid spending any more money.
Nigel.
You give me no choice. We'll have to pay off Ronald Hardwick from the business account this time.
No, I couldn't let you do that.
This will be the last time, Mummy. Do you understand
that? Yes, of course, darling.
The next instalment you'll have to find yourself. Without selling off the family silver.
Yes, and I will, I promise you.
Good.
Looking forward to meeting this chap at last. He obviously knows an awful lot about the organic meat trade.
I doubt he'll have time to talk to you. He's really busy.
It'll be worth making contact with him anyway. I can always go down again.
I'll get this lot in the cold store, shall I, Pat?
Oh, if you would, Clary.
All right, then I'll give you a hand washing up.
If you really want to talk to him, wouldn't it be better to make a separate appointment?
Tommy, can you please tell me what this is about? You clearly don't want me with you tomorrow.
I don't want you to have a wasted journey, that's all.
But if I'm prepared to take that risk, what's the problem?
There isn't one.
Good. Oh, all right.
I'll get that.
You could give Clary a hand putting the rest of them in the cold store.
Okay.
Do you really mind about your mum going with you tomorrow?
It makes it a bit awkward, that's all.
It would do her good to have a day out. She ain't been herself lately.
There's no point in her going all that way for nothing.
She don't seem to mind.
Well, I do.
I reckon she wants to get away for a few hours. Doesn't matter where.
I'll tell you what really gets me, Clary.
Go on, then.
Well, when Hayley and me came up with a great marketing idea, she doesn't want to know anything about it.
What, the sausages, you mean?
That's right. She does all she can to knock it on the head.
Oh, well, that ain't quite how I heard it.
And how is that?
Only that they ought to come out with a proper Bridge Farm label, not a tatty old butcher's bag.
Well, it amounts to the same thing.
Oh, maybe.
Now she wants to see my contact so she can do it herself.
Oh, no, you're wrong there, Tommy. I'm sure you are.
If it was John doing it, she'd be backing him all the way. It's as simple as that.
She'll back you too, love. You just wait.
Yeah, how long, though?
Here she is.
Clary, that was Underwoods. They are not happy.
Why? What's the matter?
That batch we sent them at the end of the week, apparently they had the wrong date stamp.
Oh, no.
It was a day out, so somebody has slipped up.
But it's me who changes the date. Stamp is the first thing I do.
Well, you didn't do it this time, obviously. It's just not good enough, Clary.
Oh, no, I'm so sorry. Oh, I've had an awful extra look.
We can't have this sort of sloppiness. There's far too much at stake.
Oh, no.
I rely on you to run things properly. If you're going to let me down all the time...
Mom!
You can see I've just got to do everything myself round here. The only way to get a decent job done.
Hiya, Hayley. You off for the pigs?
Yeah, as soon as Tommy gets the trailer hitched up.
Oh, well, I'll come up and give you a hand, as soon as I've seen to the heifers.
Oh, that's very nice of you, Tony, but we should be okay, thanks.
What? You enjoy a bit of mud wrestling with half a dozen porkers, do you?
Oh, yeah, nothing like it.
So why don't I give you a hand?
But we've got Neil helping us. We're meeting him up in the field.
Oh, good. Well, it's four of us. We'll get him in the trailer nice and easy.
Okay, thanks, Tony.
No problem.
How's Pat this morning?
You heard about yesterday?
I heard she had a go at Clary. Some mix-up over a date stunt?
Yeah, well, it shouldn't happen. You get a reputation for that sort of thing, you can kiss goodbye to your business.
No, Clary, though. She'll take it to heart, something like that.
Yes.
She'll have been worrying about it, thinking she's letting you down.
Well, maybe Pat was a bit hard on her. She's been under a lot of strain lately.
So, do you reckon it's a good idea, her coming with us a long drive?
Oh, yeah, yeah. She fancies meeting this chap.
What, he won't have time to talk to her. He's never got time for anything.
Still, it's a day out. Might be what she needs.
Squashed up in the front of a smelly old Land Rover. Oh, great. Mm.
Tommy didn't seem too keen either.
It wouldn't be my idea of a fun day out, but still, it's what she wants.
Thanks, Ailey.
Morning!
Oh, hello, Brian.
Hi, Mr. Aldridge.
Well, how are things in the shiny new world of organics, then, Tony? Still leaping backwards into the future?
Yeah, well, at least we've got one.
So Kate keeps telling me. And I put my money on the gene splicers myself.
Just don't let them anywhere near my land, that's all.
Listen to you two.
Don't worry. It's all light-hearted, isn't it, Brian?
Absolutely.
Oh, that's all right, then.
Jolly nice to have a few eccentrics in the industry. Helps the world go round.
Yeah, whereas you lot are trying to stop it.
Hey, our hairy friendly rivalry.
Is that what you call it?
And it's in that spirit I'm here, actually, Tony. Mm-hmm. We've got one of the Borchester land directors coming round to supper on Thursday. Nice chap, Jerry Morton. His wife's quite a charmer, too.
Oh, yeah?
He doesn't know the first thing about farming, poor chap. I thought if you and Pat could join us, we'd have a look at the organic alternative as well.
Oh, I see. Well, that's very open-minded of you, Brian.
Nonsense. Haley here's quite right. We need to discuss these things frankly and openly.
Yes, I agree.
There, isn't that better than squabbling?
You'll have to excuse her, Brian. She spends a lot of time with four-year-olds.
Well, they're easy, believe me.
So you'll come then?
Well, I'll certainly have a word with Pat about it.
Good.
Though I have to say she hasn't been feeling her usual self lately. She may feel it's a bit too much.
Ready?
Oh, OK. Here we go, for the monthly mud bath.
They're taking a bunch of porkers off to the abattoir this morning.
Well, first you get your porkers into the trailer. I'll see you.
Good luck.
Darling.
I'll be up in about 10 minutes.
So, Pat's still a bit under the weather, is she?
Yes, I'm afraid so.
Mm. I know what it's like when you get on a downer. Jenny's the same.
She flew off the handle with Clary yesterday. It's not like her at all.
Tony.
Ryan! Oh, yes. How nice to see you. You going to come in for coffee?
Well, I'm not sure if I've got time.
Nonsense. We haven't seen you for ages, have we, Tony?
Brian was wondering if we could make it round for supper on Thursday.
Really?
Well, I've got a chum of mine from Borchester Land coming round. He wants to hear all about farming, including organic farming.
Good for him.
Yeah, but look, love, if you don't feel up to it, I told Brian you'd been a bit under the weather.
Well, come on, I'm not an invalid. I think I can just about manage a night out.
Oh, yeah, right, good.
Yeah, we'd love to come, Brian. I better warn you, if we get onto the subject of GMOs, I'm going to be giving you a hard time, OK?
I'm sorry, but I've got to say this. I reckon you're barking, both of you.
What else could we do?
Leave it a month or two. If they're such a great idea, these bangers...
Which they are.
No problem, then. Your mum and dad will want to do them anyway.
Will they, though? They've got so many other things going on.
Yeah. I mean, whereas for us, it was going to be the big one.
I know it's going to go. That's what really gets me. They're going to fly out of the door, those bangers.
Well, that's what happens when you don't use artificial preservatives. Sorry.
The point is, when they see what a great earner it's going to be, and that they can trust us to get it right...
That's all we're trying to do, Neil.
Yeah, but to do it like this, behind their backs... Well, it's taking a chance.
It's just proving a point, that's all.
What point? That you're willing to pull any kind of stunt to get your own way?
Of course not.
Well, let's hope that's not the way they see it.
They won't.
So what are you going to do if your mum comes with you, when you take this lot into the abattoir?
Well, we'll just have to biscuit, that's all.
Oh, yeah?
I'll think of something.
I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll tell the guy to pack it all up in freezer packs as usual. Then, later, I'll phone him back, get him to put the cheap cuts on one side.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be great for your credibility, isn't it? Huh? Cancel the freezer packs, we're making sausages after all. What kind of a Mickey Mouse outfit am I dealing with here? That's what he's going to think.
No, he won't. He knows us by now.
And what your mum's going to say, I can't imagine.
She'll get over it.
I hope so.
She will when she sees what a brilliant product it is.
Rather you than me, mate.
Like I said, we haven't got any choice.
Anyway, are we going to get these pigs on board or not?
Yeah, OK.
Neil?
Hmm?
There's something else I wanted to ask you. You know, Tommy.
Yeah, that's right.
A little favour.
Look, if it's part of this little scam, forget it.
Come on, Neil, we wouldn't ask. We're desperate.
No one's going to know, I can guarantee that.
I said forget it,
look,
right?
All we want is the use of your kitchen for a couple of hours.
You see, we've got to chop up a few leeks, ready to take to the butcher.
Well, why can't you do it up at Nightingale Farm?
I've got the plumbers in tomorrow all day. The flat's been empty for ages. The water's been playing up a bit.
Go on, Neil. Just a couple of hours, that's all.
I reckon you've got a nerve, you two. I come up here out of the kindness of my heart to help you with this job, and I get dragged into some con trick you're working on your parents.
It's not a con trick.
They're going to know it all by Friday. It's more like a surprise.
Except you helping us. They won't know about that.
Forget it. It's a daft idea all round.
How are we getting on, then?
We were waiting for you, Dad.
Oh, yes, I see. How are you, Neil?
Oh, I'm fine, thanks, Tony.
Oh, good. Well, let's make a start, shall we?
Dad, I was thinking about Mum coming with us today.
Well, she seems very keen.
But all the upset with Clary yesterday, what was that all about?
I'm not sure this is the time to discuss it.
A mistake got made, right? And maybe if Mum had been in the dairy a bit more often, it wouldn't have happened. You see what I mean?
Yeah, I see what you mean. But shall we just concentrate on loading up these pigs?
Well, thanks a lot for the coffee, Pat. We'll see you on Thursday then, shall we?
I look forward to it.
Right, well, I better see how Debbie's getting on.
Well, it's busy time for you, of course.
Well, when you've got the sort of acreage we're into, you can't afford hold-ups.
Must be a nightmare. Especially when the weather's iffy.
Well, it can get a bit hairy at times. It's when someone lets you down, that's when you feel it.
Like who?
Well, I don't think I ought to mention names.
Oh, no, of course not.
Well, actually, from David. He doesn't seem to be as reliable as he used to be.
Can't say I'm surprised. Under a bit of pressure themselves.
Well, who isn't these days?
They've shed a lot of labour. It's bound to take its toll.
He shouldn't have committed himself, then. I went to him months ago. He could have said no.
Well, I don't suppose things had got so tight by then.
I sympathise, of course, but it puts me in a difficult position. If I can't rely on him, I'm going to have to approach another contractor.
Well, that'd be a pity.
I don't see I've got much choice.
Well, you're not still here.
Yeah, I know, yeah. Debbie's going to shoot me.
Well, Pat, I'm going to give them a hand putting the pigs over the weir.
Who's that in the tractor with Tommy? Is it Neil?
Yeah, he's been giving us a hand.
So what time are we setting off for the abattoir, Hayley?
About 3/4 of an hour.
OK, I'll be ready.
Anyway, I'll get on. See you both on Thursday, then. About 7:30, all right?
Yes, that's fine.
I look forward to it, Brian.
Good. Bye, then.
Oh,
see you.
Bye.
Hayley!
Oh, no, please, for the wicked.
Let's get these pigs out, shall we?
Yeah, I'm coming.
I'll be over in a tick, Hayley. Get Tommy to back the trailer up to the shed.
OK.
Yeah, I'll bring the Land Rover. We'll stick the trailer on there.
Well, I better go and change.
Pat, are you sure this is a good idea, going with them?
Why not?
Well, if we're getting mistakes in the dairy, wouldn't it be a good idea to keep a closer eye on things?
Oh, great. Thanks, Tony.
Well, it's up to you, love. But I'd hate to see something go seriously wrong just because we didn't keep our eye on the ball.
Sorry, I just wanted a quick word.
That's no problem.
I hope you don't mind me asking again, but I wondered if there was any tractor work going.
Oh. Well, I'm not sure, Neil. There could be.
Yeah? Really?
Well, look, I don't want to raise your hopes. I'm going to have to talk to Debbie.
Right.
But we are getting behind with the cultivations.
Oh, well, if there was anything I could...
Well, no promises yet, you understand?
No, of course not.
But I'll speak to Debbie as soon as I get back, and one of us will give you a call.
Thanks a lot, Mr. Aldridge. I really appreciate it.
That's all right. Bye, Neil.
Yeah. See you, Mr. Aldridge.
Well.
This looks like a good one. Yeah, that'll do.
They all look the same to me.
When you've pulled as many leeks as I have, you know a good bunch, believe me.
So how do we get them round to Neil's?
I'll put them down here, okay?
Yep.
And when you go, bring your car round and just shove them in the boot.
Honestly, I hate all this.
It was your idea.
Well, I didn't think there'd have to be all this creeping around.
Oh, come on, we agreed. Don't wuss out on me now.
Okay.
They can stay in the car till tomorrow. We'll take them round to Neil's together, just in case there's any trouble with Susan.
You can talk around, of course, Mr. Smooth.
I just think it might be better with the two of us, that's all.
Yeah, all right.
Oh, no.
Hello. What are you two doing?
Hi, Dad.
Hi.
Oh, I was wondering where you'd got to. The trailer's on the Land Rover, so you're ready to roll.
Ah, oh, cheers.
And your mother has decided not to go.
Yeah?
Oh, well, you don't have to look quite so pleased about it.
I'm not.
We're just thinking it would be quite a strain for her, weren't we, Tommy?
Yeah, that's right.
All that way in the Land Rover, I know what it's like.
Well, anyway, we've decided it might be a good idea if she stayed around the dairy. We don't want any more mistakes.
No, definitely.
Now then, I'm looking for my field diary. You haven't seen it, have you? Honey, I'm sure I left it in here.
Wait, is this it? By any chance?
Oh, Taylor, you're a star.
It's on top of the leagues.
Oh, thanks a lot. What are you doing in here, by the way?
We were just... looking for the jack.
The spare one.
In case we get a flat on the trailer.
Oh, well, that's a good idea.
You can't take any chances. Not with a trailer load of pigs.
Well, I don't think it's in here, anyway. I've got a feeling it's in the workshop.
Oh, cheers, Dad.
No problem. Mind how you go, Tommy.
Yeah, of course. See ya.
See ya.
Bye. I'm going off this idea.
Hayley.
It's all this deceit. I hate it.
Look, it's only for a couple more days. Then we can all have a big laugh about it.
What if nobody's laughing?
They will be. When they see what we've done, they'll be laughing all the way to the bank.
You reckon?
I know. They'll be thanking us for having the guts to go ahead with it.
Or maybe they'll hate us for telling them all those porkies.
Of course they won't.
They'd be very good to me, Tommy. Especially you, Mum. I just don't like lying to them. If they were to turn against me...
It's not going to happen.
Well, you'd better not. Because if they did, I really don't know what I'd do.
If I can do another couple of days this week, well, maybe Mr. Aldridge will start using me more often.
So, you got on all right yesterday?
Yeah, right? Great. I know it was only a few hours, but at least it showed I could do the job.
Well, they knew that already.
Well, of course they did. I've had more hours in a tractor cab than I have in my own armchair. Thanks, love.
You got enough marmalade there?
Yeah, should be okay, thanks.
So, what did Mr. Aldridge have you doing then?
Well, he put me on the combi cultivator.
What's that when it's at home?
Harrow tines on the front and a roller behind, you know, with a levelling bar. Tidy bit of kit.
Yeah?
Made a good job of it, if I say so myself. Debbie seemed pleased anyway.
There you go, then. Let's hope there's more where that came from.
Well, that depends on David. But I reckon he's got enough on his plate over Brookfield.
He must have.
I know I can't supply any tackle like he's got, but if it's just a tractor driver they want...
Then you're the man.
Pays a decent rate. That's what I like about it. Not like forking muck round Mrs. Antropus's rose bushes.
I don't suppose she can afford any more.
Oh, I'm not complaining. It was nice of her to give me the job.
She was lucky to get you too.
Yeah, I know, love. And I'm very happy doing it. For the odd day.
Of course you are.
But we can't survive on it. I'm going to have to pick up a fair bit of contract work over the year if we're going to make a decent income.
It's not milk money day, is it?
It's probably Mike. I'm wanting to know how much work they've offered me.
He hasn't got much to complain about.
No.
The amount they've put his way in the last few weeks. Hayley!
Hi, Susan.
Oh, no.
Did Neil mention about us coming round?
No, but come in.
Oh, thanks.
Thanks.
Oh, leeks. They for us.
Well, not exactly.
So, what's this about then?
Oh, I'm sorry, love. I should have told you last night, but, we're getting the job over home farm.
We just want to borrow your kitchen for a couple of hours to wash these and chop them.
Well, yeah, of course you can, but I don't quite understand.
We can't really do it at home, that's the point.
We don't want Pat and Tony to know about it. I've got plumbers all over my kitchen making no end of mess.
Why don't you want Pat and Tony to know that you're chopping leeks?
They're for the sausages. You know, the organic ones with leek.
Oh.
We're making a batch on our own to see how well they go.
And Pat and Tony aren't exactly behind you.
Oh, they will be, when they see what a good market it is.
We just want to prove we can really do it. Giving them a surprise.
And say they don't sell.
Well, that's our risk. No one else is going to suffer.
They will sell, though.
What? Can't say I'm happy about doing something behind your mum and dad's back.
Yeah, that's what I said, love.
I mean, we don't want to get into their bad books.
You won't, honestly. Whatever happens, no one's ever going to know we did them here.
That's right, Susan. We wouldn't do anything to get you into trouble.
Not that there's going to be any.
No.
What do you think, Neil?
Oh, go on. We're going to be in a right mess if you say no.
It's only washing a few leaks, I suppose, and if no one's going to know...
They won't, believe me.
Okay, then.
Oh, brilliant.
Thanks a lot, Susan.
So, when do you want to do them?
Well, now, if we could.
Okay, well, there's a sink, there's knives in the drawer, and if you give me 2 minutes, I'll get this table cleared, okay?
All in all,
They're looking pretty fit, the ewes. I reckon we got off lightly.
Yeah, thanks to Alistair.
Yeah. And let's not forget Eddie. If he hadn't alerted us a bit smartish.
Yes, he's a good stockman. So's his father, come to that.
Anyway, seems to have got away with it, thank goodness.
Yeah. Well, at least we've lost that muggy weather.
Yeah, good riddance.
So, did we get many lambing overnight?
Six.
Oh.
Four lots of twins. Excuse me.
You must be exhausted. What time were you out there this morning?
Just gone five.
And you finished the milking? I reckon you're entitled to a bit of breakfast.
Well, it'll be a quick one. Got to take the tractor and drill over to Home Farm.
Oh, can't that wait?
Well, not if I want to keep the work, it can't. Brian's already getting twitchy.
Oh, he would be.
That's twice in the last fortnight I haven't showed up. If he thinks I'm unreliable, he'll be putting the work with someone else.
You're not unreliable, he knows that.
I've been lately.
Well, it's not your fault. I mean, there's always going to be emergencies.
Yeah, well, I can see his point, though. He's got a big acreage to get in. He can't afford to get behind.
Hey, you're too generous, David.
It's not that, Dad. I want to keep the job, and you know we need it.
Yes, you're quite right.
Well, I think I'll go and get that cup of tea.
Yes, you go on. As soon as Bert's finished on the mixer wagon, we'll go on up to Hollertree.
Okay, thanks, Dad.
At least we can do. The quicker we can get finished up there, the quicker we can relieve Ruth in the lambing shed.
True.
My God, what was that?
Come on, Dad, I only hope it's not what I think it was.
Boy, what's that?
Let's see, shall we? Bert! You okay?
Yeah, I'm all right.
Don't tell me. The feed bucket.
Oh, no.
It fell up.
Oh, I knew it.
Now, let's not panic. It might not have done much damage.
What? A quarter of a ton of metal landing on the mixer paddle? Who are you trying to kill?
Well, let's just have a look first, shall we?
Well, you can't see how it happened, Mr. Archer. Well, you definitely locked into place. I heard it go.
And you put the pins in. The locking pins.
Ah, well.
I don't believe this. It's like Armageddon inside here.
Well, what's happened?
It's been trying to mix a hardened steel feed bucket into a feed ration. That's what's happened.
Oh, that bad, is it?
Oh, the prop shaft's looking like a corkscrew. It's going to cost an arm and a leg to get this sorted out.
How long is it going to be out of action? That's what worries me.
Why didn't the shear bolt go on the PTO? That's what I can't understand.
It was the right shear bolt, I assume.
Well, Bert, which one did you use?
The one in the toolbox.
Oh, you're joking.
I thought you said that's what you put it in
for.
But
that was the wrong grade, I told you. You remember me saying there was a new one in the workshop?
Well, now you comes to mention.
Oh, great.
Oh, really, Bert?
Oh, I'm sorry, boss. Oh, you must have forgotten.
You do know what you've done, don't you? You have just wrecked a very expensive piece of kit, as if this farm isn't in enough trouble already.
Well, I don't think it's quite that bad.
I'm going to phone Brian. Then I'm going to phone the dealers. And while I'm gone, you might try and work out how we're going to get that lump of twisted metal out of there.
Oh, that's the last one, thank goodness.
We didn't mean to get you involved, did we, Tommy?
No, it was just great to have use of your kitchen. Saved our bacon.
Pork, you mean.
True.
Well, we're very grateful. And for all your help.
Oh, that's okay. It's a good job I wasn't working.
Yeah.
Anyway, the way I look on it, if these sausages are going to be as successful as you say they are...
No doubt about it.
It's a good thing I'm getting involved then. You'll probably end up employing half the village in a couple of years' time.
I wish.
That's it then. Just dry them off a bit. Can you pass us the cloth, Hayley?
Yep.
Cheers.
I think we've earned a coffee, don't you?
Definitely.
It's true about organic farms, though. They're about the only ones where there's something going on.
It's the future, that's what it is.
Poor old Neil. Trying to get work out of most of the farmers round here. It's like trying to get blood out of a stone.
Oh, is it hard going?
Oh, she'd never given up his job at Borchester Mills. I mean, I know the money wasn't wonderful, but at least we had something we could rely on.
Well, maybe farming will have a better year this year.
I hope so. I really do.
Mum reckons if the whole country went organic, there'd be thousands more jobs in the countryside.
Well, it can't come too soon for me, then.
Right, let's get this lot bagged up.
Is he gonna need all this just to make 50 pounds of sausages?
Nah, they'll have loads too many, I expect.
Oh, better that than the other way.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, Neil, what are you doing back?
I just had a visit from Debbie Aldridge.
What, up at the pig?
Yeah, apparently David Archer can't make it. They want me over there for another day's tractor work.
Oh, great.
They're on about working on by headlight, so I thought I'd get some sandwiches.
Well, I'll do them.
Oh, thanks, love.
I've got a nice bit of ham. Is that all right?
Oh, yeah, lovely.
How about ham and leek?
No, thanks. Mustard will be fine.
OK.
Right, well, don't worry. We're finished now, so we'll get out your way.
Oh, got them all chopped up and ready then?
Yep.
We'll just drop them off with the butcher this afternoon, plus the meat. And hey, presto, tomorrow morning we've got £50 of premium grade sausages.
Plus a near bashing from your mum.
Oh, don't.
No, they're going to be over the moon when the money starts rolling in.
Oh, you hope.
I know.
As long as you don't mention us being involved.
We won't. I promise you that, Susan.
Yeah.
Thanks.
I'm dead pleased about you getting this tractor work, Neil. Maybe we're all on a roll.
Yeah. Be nice, wouldn't it?
Mm. Let's hope it's not just the odd day.
That's what I'm hoping. If things are getting so tight at Brookfield, David can't do the contracting work anymore, well, maybe there's an opening for me.
I'll drop it down a bit more, Bert. And a bit more. OK, that'll do.
What are we going to do if it doesn't shift it?
Oh, it's got to. Right, can you pass me the shackle there?
Oh. There you are.
Thanks. Did they say how long they'd take to repair it?
No, they never do.
Oh, true. All I know is it's going to take the rest of the day to drive it over there. Even if we do manage to disentangle the bucket.
I'd say it'd be a week at least.
And the rest.
Well, we'll just have to go back to the old system, I suppose. Silage in the troughs and then protein mix spread on top.
That's going to take hours.
Yes, I'm afraid it is.
And all because of a moment's carelessness.
Yes, all right, David. I think Bert's got the message.
Right, pass the other shackle, can you?
Yeah.
Cheers.
Oh, we'll manage, I'm sure.
Yeah, that's not the point, though. We shouldn't have to. As if we haven't got enough on our plates at the moment.
How did Brian take it when you said you wouldn't be over?
Didn't speak to Brian, it was Debbie.
Oh, I see.
She didn't seem exactly thrilled. I'm going to lose that work, I can see it.
He's a farmer. He knows these things happen.
Oh, well, they've got a nasty habit of happening on our place, that's the trouble.
Yes, I must say, we do seem a bit jinxed lately.
All right, let's see if that does the trick. Bert?
OK, David.
Bert, I want you to take the arms up really slowly, okay? Smooth as you can. Take your time, Bert. Nice and easy.
Yeah, it's nearly clear.
That's it. Just a bit more. Look out, Dad! You okay, Dad?
Yes. Yes, I'm fine.
Oh, that's bad luck. Chain slipped, did it?
I'll tell you the bad luck, Bert. The bad luck's having you working on this farm,
David.
If you're not prepared to put your brain into gear, you're no damn use to us. The way farming is at the moment, we can't afford passengers.
Oh, I'm sorry, David, I really am.
Well, sorry's not good enough. You better get your act together and quick. Otherwise, you're going to be off down that lane. Got it?
Morning, George.
Hey. Oh, how do, Tony?
Oh, what's this? Bit of late hedge laying?
Nay, I thought I'd leave Mr. Woolley with a smart set of marker flags. You know, for the gun stands.
Oh, right.
I need half a dozen nice straight ash poles. And I reckon this ought to be just about perfect. So, where are you off to then?
Just going to have a look at my young stock.
Yeah.
Got a bunch of yearlings running up the top.
Oh, you know, I always forget you've got that bit of land up there.
So, come on, George. Spill the beans.
Hey.
How's our local Casanova working out?
Oh, is that what you call him?
Well, he's causing a fair bit of excitement around Grey Gables at the moment.
Hey, I always thought that was a daft idea, putting him over there.
You're getting on with him all right, though, on a day-to-day basis?
We don't have a lot to do with each other, to be honest. I'll give him whatever help he wants, which isn't a lot. He never wants my advice on anything. I mean, take yesterday. We had a morning going through the hen birds. You know, sorting out next year's breeding stock.
Yeah, right.
And as far as he was concerned, I was there for the catcher.
You're joking.
Never asked for my opinion on any of them. Just picked out the ones he fancied and shoved them in the cage.
The man's an idiot.
Any road, he's the one who's got to carry the can. Me, I'll be well out of it by then.
Oh, that's true.
Hey, William! William! Where are you going to say hello?
Sorry, you never saw you.
Oh, now, come on, William.
No, it's true.
How are you?
I'm okay.
I thought you'd been over to look at those cockbirds.
What cockbirds?
Come on, we spent enough time talking about them. Don't you remember? Which were the biggest? What were the colour differences?
Yeah.
We were going to wait till they were all together and then compare them. That's why I expected you over.
Well, you know what Mum's like. She grounded me.
Oh, come on. It was all of 3 weeks ago.
Anyway, I've got to be going. See you. See you, Tony.
Yeah, yeah, see you. Hey, shouldn't you be at school, by the way? William? As if I didn't know the answer.
I bet he should.
Yes.
And I've got a fair idea what he's up to. And that gear on his bike.
Well, that's his ferret box, isn't it?
Aye.
Oh, well, you know what it's like at that age. Kids don't want to go to school.
Oh, it isn't that that worries me. You know, I've been working with that kid for the best part of 3 years. If you'd asked me a month ago, I'd have said there was no one better motivated to make a keeper.
But you wouldn't say it now.
Hey, I wouldn't know what to say. I don't even know him anymore. It's like he's a different person.
Tommy, just tell me one thing. What is so desperately important that it can't be put off till tomorrow?
It can't, that's all.
Are these friends you're seeing?
Oh, Mum, please.
All right, I'm not prying if you want to be secretive about it.
Sorry.
Look, I wouldn't ask you, but there's only me and Clary in today, and to do a full clean-up on top of the production runway, it's a big job.
I know that, and any other time I'll be happy to help. But just today, I can't, OK? I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sure you are.
You two ready? I'm about to let them through.
We're fine.
Well, stand a couple of yards further back, will you, Tommy? Otherwise, they'll be nipping down beside the machinery shed.
OK.
Right, here they come.
It's always the same story round here. No one's ever got time to give me a hand.
Oh, now, that's not true,
come
Mum.
Come on, get on, you lot.
What about all the time I spent helping Clara?
No, under sufferance. You did enough complaining.
No, I didn't.
It takes a lot of effort running an enterprise like this. It'd be so nice to have your support occasionally.
You can say that to me.
What do you mean?
Stand back, Pat.
Oh, no.
Oh, sorry.
In you go.
Right, well, if that's done, I've got my pigs to see to.
Thanks a lot, Tommy.
Oh, Mum.
They should be okay in there for a week or two.
Good.
I can get the other place cleared, ready for the seed module, sir. You okay, Pat?
I've got a headache, that's all.
Well, go and have a sit down for half an hour.
Oh, don't be silly.
Mum wants to do a full washdown after the production run, and there's only Clary in today.
It's all right. Please don't anybody worry about it. I dare say Clary and I will manage somehow. We usually do.
Look, I'll give you a hand when I get back. Why don't we start the clean-up later?
No, we can't. Your Mum and I are going out to dinner. Those friends of Brian.
Yeah, right.
Besides, it wouldn't be fair on Clary, expecting her to stay on.
I suppose not.
But I'm sure we'll manage. Now, please, nobody give it another thought. Morning, Clary.
Morning.
Hi, Clary.
Hi. How are you this morning, Pat? All right?
Well, fine, thanks, Clary.
That's good.
We've got an interesting day in prospect. How on earth we're going to get it all done, I don't know, but we like a challenge, don't we?
We certainly do.
You reckon you've got enough nets out on the south side?
Mr. Barford, you nearly give me a heart attack.
I'm sorry.
Enjoy sneaking up on people, do you?
Just after a stroll, that's all.
How do you know I was up here?
Well, it didn't take Sherlock Holmes. You had your ferreting gear with you, so I thought, right, where'd you get all the rabbits these days? Answer, Aidan Barrow.
Oh, very clever.
Well, I thought so.
And in case you're wondering, I'm not bunking off school. This is meant to be study leave.
Doesn't matter to me. It's not my future that's on the line.
Don't you worry about my future. I've got it sorted.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I'm getting a job in a supermarket. This guy I know, he gets £180 a week just for stacking shelves.
Oh, that's a lot.
But he's getting up at 6 o'clock in the morning to feed the blooming pheasant chicks.
So that big ambition of yours, all the things we used to talk about, being a keeper and that, it's all gone, has it?
Everyone has to grow up sometime.
Oh, I see.
It's past that, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
What's that?
Shall I tell you something, William? I don't believe you.
Well, it's up to you.
You used to love working with the birds. You know you did. And walking up through the covers, last thing in the day to see them all roosting. That wasn't a passing fad. It was something that really mattered.
Was it?
And now you're going to let it all go. Hey, You're cutting off your nose to spite your face. Just tell me what it's all about, eh, William? I really want to understand.
I got this lecture from Mrs. Snell once. About ferreting, did I ever tell you?
No.
Well, I just got this young doe out of the net, and she saw me whacking it on the edge. She says to me, "You horrible, cruel boy, how can you take part in such a vicious and barbaric thing?"
Ah, it sounds like Linda Snell.
Well, she says it was out of the Dark Ages. Well, I ain't going to live in the Dark Ages no more. I've decided.
Oh, take no notice of her, William. She's not worth it.
And if I can't get anything in that supermarket, well, just get a job in a burger bar.
That's not going to pay you much.
Well, do till something else turns up.
Well, I'm very sorry, William. I can't pretend I'm not.
Right, reckon it's time the ferret went in. Oh, you ain't seen my new Jill, have you?
No.
There she is. Leanne, she's called.
How do, Leanne? You're a grand little thing, aren't you?
Yeah, she's got this bad habit of staying underground when I whistle her up. You're going to behave yourself today, aren't you?
I hope you got a spade with you.
Nah, she'll be good, I've got a feeling.
William, would it make any difference if you had a job to go to? A keepering job, I mean.
No, there ain't any. Not round here. Cole's taken the last one.
But if I was to ask around a bit, see if there were any opportunities for trainees.
You do what you like, Mr. Barford. Me, I'm going to have a nice set of overalls and pick up 180 quid a week.
Hey, William.
Right, Leanne. Off you go and do the business. And if you're not back here when I whistle, there's no supper for you. OK?
Oh, that's better.
Now, you sit there and relax. Do you want me to make you a cup of tea before I go?
Oh, you can put the kettle on. Thanks, Clary.
Shame we couldn't get the washdown done.
Oh, well. Can't be helped.
If we do it first thing next week, will that be something?
Clary, I'm glad we've got a minute. There's something I wanted a word about.
It's funny, so did I.
All right, you go first.
It's about Monday. That stupid mistake I made over the date stamp.
Oh, that's what I wanted
honestly,
to talk...
Honestly, I've been kicking myself ever since. How could I have been so careless? I'm not usually like that. Check and double check. That's me. You ask anyone.
I don't need
to. I know what you're thinking. If she can be that careless over one thing, what's to say she ain't careless over something more important, like the hygiene standards?
That's not what I'm thinking at all.
Oh, good, because I wouldn't, honestly, Pat.
Of course you wouldn't.
I like my job here. I want you to feel you can rely on me.
And I do.
I hope so.
Oh, come on, Clary. It's me who ought to be apologising to you. I went completely over the top.
No, you was under a lot of strain.
That's no excuse. I shouldn't have taken it out on you.
I know what it's like. You've got so many demands on you, you just want to run upstairs and bury your head under the blankets. Tell them all to get lost.
Yeah.
Next time you feel like that, you just jump in your car and come over our place. Kettle's always on.
Oh, Clary.
Come on, I mean it. And if it's a day I'm over here, you just open that door and you yell out my name and I'll be up here quick as ninepence.
Sometimes I don't know how I'm going to manage to carry on. I really don't.
Oh, come on, Pat. It's all right.
But what if I can't?
Take it a day at a time. That's all you've got to do.
Yeah.
And just you remember, I'm always around.
Oh, Clary.
Oh, Pat. What's the matter, love?
She's got a bad headache, that's all.
Tony, you're going to have to go on your own tonight, I'm afraid.
Oh, Pat.
Sorry, I just don't feel up to it.
It was you who were so keen to go in the first place, remember?
Don't give me a hard time, Tony. You'll have a perfectly nice evening.
Well, that's not the point. It's not particularly fair on Brian.
Why not? He's got you to tell his friends all they want to know about organic farming. He'll be fine.
I don't know.
And then, anyway, if you'll excuse me, I think it's time I went.
Oh, yeah, all right, Clary. Thanks ever so much.
It's a pleasure. You just remember what I said, eh?
I will.
Oh,
hi, Clary.
Hello, Tommy. It's OK. Leave the door. I'm on my way out.
All right.
Bye, everyone.
Bye, see Clary. You. So, you've finished this vital bit of business, have you?
Yep, there you go.
Well, what's this?
Ambridge Original Organic Sausages, the first commercial batch.
Tommy, what on earth are you talking about?
We had £50 made up, me and Hayley.
You've had those made this week?
Yesterday.
I don't believe it.
Oh, nor do I. Tommy,
we just thought it's a brilliant opportunity to test how strong the market is. I mean, we know it's there, we always have done, but this will give us a chance to prove it. We funded it ourselves and everything.
Are you telling me you've been lying to us for the past goodness knows how long?
We never actually lied.
It's just we never told you exactly.
Well, what's the difference?
Honestly, when you see how well they'll go, you'll realise what a gold mine this could be. I didn't want you missing out, that's all.
Tommy, just get out of my sight, will you?
What?
I mean it. I don't even want to look at you at the moment. So just go, will you?
Problems?
Oh, hello, David. Yes, nothing serious. A couple of bolts sheared, that's all.
Oh, nice bit of kit, this.
It's worth its weight in gold. When I think of the acres it's covered.
Simple, though.
Well, that's the beauty. Tines on the front, Cambridge rollers at the back. It works like a dream. Especially on the light land.
Yeah, very useful.
I'd have had Neil Carter on it this morning. Yeah, I thought I'd get these old bolts drilled out.
Right, so what's he on then?
Debbie sent him out with the big rollers. Should be back in a minute.
Oh. Well, look, I won't keep you. I wanted a word about why I've been a bit, well, unreliable, shall we say.
Yeah, well, I can't say it hasn't been a problem.
Honestly, Brian, if you knew what we've been up against, with everything going off the boil at Hollertree...
Pigs are a nightmare. My pristine with them.
Well, the way me and Dad figure it, they've got to come right one of these days.
Let's hope so.
Then, on top of everything, Bert has to go and drop the loader scoop through the bottom of their mixer wagon. It's taken me half the week trying to get it sorted.
Well, I heard about that. Jenny said she saw you hauling the thing on the Borchester Road early this week.
Yeah, it's a dealer job, I'm afraid.
How long's it going to take?
Well, I'm hoping we'll get it back by early next week. Fingers crossed, of course.
Must be awkward without it.
You could say that. We're loading the silage straight into the trough using the grab, but you can't avoid 20 minutes walking it along.
What about straights?
Well, first we've got to mix them by hand, then we bag them up and tip them along the top of the silage.
Ugh. All sounds rather Heath Robinson.
You can say that again. And the point is, it's taking us over 2 hours a day to feed instead of 20 minutes.
It's obviously difficult. I sympathise, I really do.
But it doesn't solve your problem.
Well, frankly, it doesn't. With the kind of acreages we're playing with here, I can't afford to take chances.
No, of course not.
It's odd you calling today. I'd pretty well made up my mind to phone a few contractors this afternoon.
Yeah?
I was talking to Debbie, David. We both agree we can't go on like this. Never knowing when you're going to turn up. Having to call in Neil Carter at a moment's notice is just not the way to run an efficient operation.
Well, that's what I came to say. You can start relying on me again, as from tomorrow.
Have you thought this through?
Definitely.
Only when you were going through your list of woes, I thought what you're talking about is everyday farming. Those kinds of things will go on happening. You can't cope with them this week. What makes you think it'll be different next week?
Well, I just know that it will be. We're better organised for a start.
You remember when I came to see you back in the autumn and I outlined our work requirements for the year?
Yeah, of course I do.
Well, no one held a gun to your head. You came back and confirmed you'd be able to meet the requirement, including so many hours of the seed drill.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry it hasn't worked out. Like I said, it has been a hell of a few weeks.
But you say it's going to be different from now on.
Believe me, Brian, I really want the work. Not just this year, but hopefully in the future as well. It's going to be a priority from now on.
I see.
So, what do you say?
Well, I'm going to have to talk it over with Debbie. Leave it with me, OK?
Yeah. OK.
I'll be in touch later.
Right. Well, I'll push off then.
Yes, OK.
I'll see you, Brian.
Cheerio, David.
Hi, David.
Oh, hi, Neil.
Hello, Neil. How's it going?
Oh, not too bad.
Not too sticky with the roller?
Nope. Seems to be doing a good job.
Fine.
Do you want me to go back with the combi this afternoon?
No, that won't be necessary.
Ah, carry on with the rolling, shall I?
Well, look, why don't you come up to the house and have a cup of tea? Something I need to talk about.
Ah, okay.
Shall I put out the soup spoons? Since we're having soup, it might be a good idea.
Pat?
I'm sorry, Hayley. I can't pretend I'm happy with you. To be honest, I feel let down.
Well, maybe I shouldn't have come round.
Maybe you shouldn't.
Well, she's here now, Pat. She may as well stay and have some lunch.
These Tommy's had the sense to stay out of the way.
Yeah, where is he, by the way?
Well, he's gone to Borchester, apparently. I've no idea why.
Well, he's dropping off some packs of sausages to a few people we know.
What about this famous test marketing, if you're just selling them to your friends?
Well, they're not friends. They're people we've told about it. They really want to buy some.
Oh, as long as they're paying the proper price.
Oh, they are, don't worry.
Oh, good.
Me and Tommy aim to get our money back.
Whose money?
Well, Tommy's mostly.
Tommy's and ours?
Yeah, you were very, very generous. He knows that. But it was a present, and if he wanted to spend it on a vacuum packer... Surely that's up to him.
Come on. Sit yourself down. Might as well have the soup while it's hot. Okay. I don't know what it's like. It's only thrown together.
Oh, I'm sure it's great, as usual.
Look, I know you feel we've been underhand about it.
I don't think there's much doubt. You have been.
Well, the thing is, Tommy was really keen. We both were. We wanted to show you what a big potential market there was out there. We wanted to prove we could do it.
Tony?
Thanks, Matt.
I mean, if this lot goes in about 3 days, which I reckon it will, and that's at a good price, premium product, as Tommy calls it.
Oh, yeah. He's learning all the marketing speak, I've noticed that.
Well, who knows? Maybe we could try another lot with £100 of meat. See how that goes. It's all testing the market, so when you decide the time's right, you know, for Bridge Farm product. Oh, thanks, Pat.
So, it doesn't matter what we say, you and Tommy are going to plough ahead regardless.
I'm not saying that.
What it sounds like.
No, honestly, Pat, we just think it's a great marketing opportunity.
So you keep saying.
Because it's true.
I'm just wondering what Helen's going to make of it.
Well, I hope she'll see the potential. All we wanted was for you to be as excited about it as we are.
Let's just eat our soup, shall we?
Okay.
Delicious, Pat.
Good.
Oh, Mike was telling me a great joke for Sid's stand-up comedy night.
Oh, go on.
Well, there were these two Villa supporters down in London for a big game. And they were getting out of the underground.
Tony.
Yeah?
I don't think we're in the mood, all right?
Yes, OK. Sorry, Pat. So, what were you thinking of doing this afternoon, Hayley?
I was going to ring round a few people, tell them their sausages are ready for collection.
Terrific! So, we've got to act as retail premises too.
Hey, now, come on, love. We're talking about £50 of bangers. It's hardly going to overwhelm the system.
Oh, fine! Go ahead, then. Use our phones and everything.
Yeah, no, it's okay. I'll use Tommy's mobile.
All right, if you prefer.
Oh, Tony's right, Pat. This is brilliant soup.
David?
Oh, hi, Neil.
I was looking for you. You seemed in a bit of a rush over Home Farm.
Yeah, sorry, mate. I had a load to get on with. We're having to feed all this lot by hand.
That's not why you were in a hurry.
Sorry?
It's okay. I've had a word with Mr. Aldridge. He's put me in the picture. You're going to be working over there regularly from now on.
Yeah, well, that's the way it was meant to be all along.
Whereas yours truly, Muggins here, apparently it's the end of the road for me. No more contract work. Not on the tractor side, any rate.
Oh, is that what he said?
Well, don't look so surprised. That's why you went, surely.
Well, not exactly, no.
Have you any idea what it's like for someone like me? A contract labourer, that's what I am.
Yeah, it's difficult, I know.
People like me have been around for centuries, the bottom of the heap. Stand in line for your hire. And if it's raining or the farmer don't like your face, you're off home.
Neil, I...
And excuse me for saying this, David, but there's you and your 600-odd acres, which you say is too small. And there's all the subsidies on everything, from your milk to your oilseed rate.
Look, I can understand...
And with all that, you've got to go and take away my few days of contracting work. Well, thanks a lot, man. That's all I wanted to say.
Neil, you've got it wrong.
That's not how it looks to me.
Neil, Brian was never going to give you that work as a regular thing.
He might have done.
If I hadn't made a definite commitment, he was going to get one of the big contracting firms. He told me that himself.
Are you on the level?
Honestly, Neil, I wouldn't lie to you.
Still seems a strange coincidence.
David!
Oh, damn.
Well, anyway, I've said what I came to say. I'll see you.
Yeah, see you, Neil.
Oh, hello, Neil. We'll have to stop meeting like this. See you, Mr. Aldridge.
Don't think I've made Neil a happy bunny today.
Well, I wish you hadn't involved me.
I didn't. I promise you. He must have drawn his own conclusions.
He'd done that, all right.
I merely said I couldn't go on running the place on a hand-to-mouth basis. I was going to have to make proper provision for contract support sooner or later.
Yeah, that's what I told him.
It's a tough old world, I'm afraid. And look, I brought this for you to have a look at. It's a guesstimate of what we're going to need your drill for over the next 3 weeks.
All right.
But depending on you this time, David, you don't go and let us down again, will you?
Yeah, I just want to let you know that your organic sausages are ready for collection. Oh, good.
And you know where the farm is? Yeah, that's right. Well, any time over the weekend from 9 to 5. Should be someone around. Okay, brilliant. Thanks very much then. Bye.
And which organic sausages would these be?
Well, I didn't hear you come in.
I had a free afternoon.
Oh, right.
So, come on. Where did the bangers come from?
Well, we had a test batch made, Tommy and I. £50 weight.
Really?
Yeah, well, we did it as a sort of test run to see how they'd go. It's all our own money.
Sorry to be dense, but I was under the impression that Mum and Dad had put a block on it.
Yeah, we sort of did it off our own bat.
Oh, that's very bold. Do you happen to have a pack around for me to see?
Yeah, there's a couple in the fridge.
Oh, Helen! I wasn't expecting you till about 6.
I know, we had a free afternoon.
Don't kiss me. I've got a stinking cold.
I can hear. Poor old Mum.
Yep. It hasn't been a wonderful week, one way and another.
Here they are. Yeah. Well, they look just about as tacky as I expected them to be.
What do you mean, a top quality?
It's the packaging I'm talking about. Cheap old butcher's bag. And as for the label, I've seen better on the bottle stall at the Village of Fate.
Yes, well, we didn't have a couple of grand to blow on Pobsey designers, that's why.
And it shows.
Look, can we not talk about this now, please? I've heard all I want to about sausages for one day.
But it's what I was saying, Mum. It's going to undermine the entire business.
That's such rubbish.
Well, it doesn't matter that they're called Ambridge Originals. Well, it's there on the address, see? Bridge Farm. This is going to reflect badly on all our other lines.
I really don't need this at the moment. Can we let it drop?
Nothing to do with you. This is Tommy and me.
Well, he's so gullible, he'd go along with anything.
Meaning what?
Work it out.
Oh, for heaven's sake, shut up, you two.
Hayley, there's someone in the yard wanting to buy sausages.
Tell him to go to the shop, then.
Oh, Helen.
Hi, Dad.
It's all right, I'll go and see to them.
Mum, are you going to do anything about this?
Will you just stop interfering?
Honestly, Mum, you can't just sit there and watch them undermine everything you've built up for Bridge Farm.
I don't intend to.
Good.
I'm going to bed. And you can all do what the hell you like.
The Archers was written by Graham Harvey and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Kerry Davis and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.